This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Valhalla Restaurants, LLC DBIA McDonald's, Employer Appellant versus Kyara Page, Claimant Respondent and Division of Employment Security, Respondent Respondent, decided January 31st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Southern District. 1 and Division Valhalla Restaurants, LLC, DBA McDonald's, Employer Appellant versus J. Number SD38584, Kyara Page, filed January 31st, 2025, claimant respondent, and Division of Employment, Security, respondent respondent. Appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, reversed and remanded with instructions. Valhalla Restaurants, LLC DBA McDonald's, appellant, appeals the decision of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, which affirmed and adopted the decision of the Appeals Tribunal, of the Division of Employment Security, Division, holding that Kyara Page, claimant, was eligible for unemployment benefits. The Appeals Tribunal found that claimant was not disqualified based on misconduct connected with work because she was not insubordinate and her two relationship with a minor coworker was based on hearsay. In one point relied on, appellant argues that the commission erred in affirming the appeals tribunal's decision because it was against the overwhelming weight of the evidence to determine that claimant's termination was not for misconduct when she was chronically tardy, absent, and insubordinate in violation of company policy. Appellant presented competent and substantial evidence that claimant was discharged for misconduct connected with her work. Therefore, the commission's decision is reversed and the cause is remanded with instructions. Factual background and procedural history: claimant began working for appellant on August 1, 2023 as a crew member at the Nixa Mt. Vernon McDonald's. Appellant's attendance policy required that the store be notified of any absences 2 hours prior to the scheduled shift. The policy also required employees to call and notify the store of any tardiness or late arrival. On February 1, 2024, claimant was suspended from her employment due to multiple violations of appellant's attendance policy. Prior to her suspension, claimant had 8 instances of unexcused tardiness and 2 unexcused absences between December 19, 2023 and February 1, 2024. After her February 1, 2024 suspension, claimant had 4 additional instances of unexcused tardiness and an on-time rate of 0%. Appellant claimed the behavior continued after suspension. Per the handbook, termination is the next step. 3. On March 18, 2024, first claimant was terminated for multiple reasons, including insubordination, an extensive history of tardiness in violation of appellant's attendance policy, for which she was suspended in the past, and maintaining a physical relationship with a minor coworker. On March 17, 2024, claimant had a verbal altercation with her supervisor, which ultimately led to her termination. On March 27, 2024, claimant filed for unemployment benefits. On April 10, 2024, the division determined claimant was disqualified from receiving unemployment benefits due to misconduct connected with her work. Specifically, the division found that claimant was discharged due to unprofessional behavior. Claimant timely appealed that decision, and the appeals tribunal conducted a telephone hearing on May 2, 2024. On May 6, 2024, the Appeals Tribunal issued its decision reversing the division's determination and concluding that claimant was discharged on March 18, 2024, but not for misconduct connected with work. The Appeals Tribunal made the following findings of fact. Claimant was discharged because the employer believed claimant had gotten into an argument with her supervisor and that she was having a relationship with a minor co-worker. There was conflicting evidence and testimony concerning the circumstances leading to claimant's separation. Because the employer's witnesses' testimony relied solely on the hearsay, 1, we note a discrepancy in the record on appeal regarding the date of claimant's discharge. The majority of the documents and testimony refer to a discharge date of March 17, 2024, including appellant's testimony and the division's initial determination. However, claimant testified that her last day of work was March 18, 2024, and the appeals tribunal referred to March 18, 2024 as the discharge date in its decision, which the commission affirmed and adopted. At the hearing, appellant clarified that March 18, 2024
was simply the date the disciplinary form documenting claimant's discharge was entered into appellant's computer system. As the commission affirmed and adopted the decision of the appeals tribunal, we will refer to March 18, 2024 as claimant's discharge date herein. Four statements of individuals not called to testify during the hearing date.